The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Show, everyone. I'm here with the founder of a young, new, fresh company, Stephen Boyd, CEO of MoBubble. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
MoBubble, nice name for starters. How did you come up with the name for the company?
A couple years ago, I had this idea about how to bring people, basically bring transparency to the world around you. And we thought, you know, what's a radius? What's something around you? We just decided bubble was a good idea. It's kind of creative. And at the time, Mobad had just come out. It was MOBAD, and Google had purchased it. So we thought, you know, Mobad and Bubble started with a B, so what greater than MoBubble? So luckily, nice. we picked up the domain name, and we bought it right off of GoDaddy, and it didn't cost us but $10 a year.
Nice. That's great to hear. Now, you're a young entrepreneur. Have you tell us a little bit about the company and its goals as concisely as you can. Of course, I know there's probably a long history to it, but what does the product do?
The product is a peer-to-peer mobile commerce platform. It allows you to basically promote the things that you're good at, your skills, anything that you could do to make yourself money. So if you're good at the guitar, you can offer guitar lessons, and you can offer web design lessons, or you can sell your couch, or you can offer a bike. Whatever you can do to make money in like an economic downturn, you can just put into your profile. You kind of a set-it-forget-it approach, where now people can see what you have on a map. And conversely, if you're looking for something, say you're looking for guitar lessons or yoga, or you want a personal trainer or a chef, you can just put in there a personal chef. And whether there's anything within your mobile bubble, which is 5 to 50 miles at the time or not, it'll sit in your profile, and we call it a persistent search engine. So it just keeps searching until it finds what you want. So you may find a couple people in your mobile bubble. You look through them. Everyone has reviews. There's a whole feedback system. And you go through them. Say you don't like them. You can just close out of the app. It runs in the background. And as you just live your life, you travel 10 miles north to go do something for your job. Your mobile bubble follows with you as you move about the world. So it's kind of like a mobile magnet that collects opportunity from people around you. So when you do move 10 miles north, there may be someone there who is offering, yoga lessons or something like that. And those people will come to you. And when you do post a search, to make it faster, we put it on a map and we call them opportunities. So someone could basically go onto the app, and if they have all these opportunities around them, they can fulfill. So if someone said, I'm looking for a couch, and you say, well, I can do that. So you click on the couch, or you click on it, you basically fill out this small little form saying this is what it is. You can upload a photo, and you'll come onto their phone. You won't actually be able to access them through like messaging or whatnot. You'll come up on their phone, kind of like a Google result, where there's a list where you, as the consumer, had the choice to pick what service or what product is coming to you and which one you want to reach out to. So once you do reach out, you can text. We have an internal messaging system. It's kind of, think of your text messaging app. It's basically built into the MoBubble app. So you get a text, you get a push notification. You guys can kind of go back and forth, and then you go, okay, well, I'll go ahead and do this. So I'm going to go get yoga lessons. So you go to the person's place, you do whatever the service is, or you get whatever you're looking to buy, and then you can pay right through the app and leave reviews and whatnot.
So when are you expecting to launch this product in beta?
We're looking to launch our beta products at the end of this month, probably around July 29th, which is the date of the event for the mobile first. It's a crunch up. It's one of TechCrunch's events. And so we have tickets to go to that, and we're planning on launching it here at the end of the month.
So obviously, when you launch a product of this nature without, you know, 100,000 users day one, it's sort of like, who's going to be first in and where are they going to be? What's your plan of attack to try to launch the product so people can get a feel for it?
Well, unfortunately, Apple only allows you to put in 100 beta users, UDIDs, in a calendar year. So basically, our beta can only be 100, and we've already used a couple for ourselves. So we have a small beta group that can actually try the product. You know, it's kind of like an exclusivity thing. But what we plan on doing is because a location-based app, and those 80 people may be all throughout the world, so you're never going to even find a result. So what we did is we disabled location-based updates, which is kind of what mobile does. It every couple minutes it updates your location, it references people based on proximity, and ties them to the people who have the same similar keywords. So we've disabled that service, and we spawn everybody onto this island next to Africa, and we call it Beta Island. And you can't update your location, but it allows you to use the app and all the functionality around people and around users already sitting there kind of waiting to use the app as well.
What's the goal of the beta test?
The goal of the beta is just to make sure that the UX that we designed is user-friendly. People understand it. We've broken it down to 5 tabs. We try to streamline it as much as possible. Because there's so much going on, this isn't your typical, you see something on a map. Like, we have competitors, Zarly. There's a couple other people that basically put things on a map, and you can look at them. You can fulfill that request, and that's kind of the end of it. That would be more of supply and demand. You're seeing the demand, and you can fulfill the supply, or you can be the supply. So we're playing both sides. We do show demands, and people can fulfill those, but we also show the supply. So you can post a party, you can post literally anything you want to promote, and people can find it. So from what we found on Twitter, we don't even know what the percentage is, but I personally would say 90%+ of the people on Twitter are there to promote themselves. Whether it's a good or their service or their company, they're there just to reach out to people. And yeah, microblogging is great because you can share ideas, but those ideas are typically they're coming from the notion that if I keep tweeting, people are going to be attracted to me and I'm promoting myself. So by showing both sides of things, showing the supply and the demand on a map, we can really what our product is meant to do is promote yourself. Whether your services, the things you're good at, the things you want to sell, even just yourself, you can promote yourself on a platform as opposed to a micro blogging platform where you post something and people have to click on it to go to your site to learn more about it, and then the conversion rate there to become a customer is probably pretty low. What we do is we put that same phenomenon on Twitter where people want to promote themselves, and we put it in a mobile setting, a commerce platform where people no longer have to go anywhere else. They can just simply click purchase. So we're really trying to use the power. What we feel the success of Twitter was that, you know, people want to promote themselves, and we put them in a commerce platform where they can do that in less than a click or 2 clicks. So.
Really good stuff. Let's take a bit of a station break, and then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about viral marketing ideas and how people could be not only using this business model but possibly abusing it, which actually could help the business grow. Some cool stuff. Let's take a break. Back in just a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
They are a part of an industry that makes tens of billions of dollars every year. People hang on to their every word of their business strategy, even the prepositions. These are the internet millionaires you have read about and whose secrets you would love to learn. They are the most inspiring and intriguing people in affiliate marketing.
When I want to build relationships with the best and brightest minds in affiliate marketing amongst lush tropical surroundings, I come to AFCON 2011 Miami.
AFCON 2011 Miami, October 13th through 15th at the Fairmont Turnberry Isle in Miami, Florida. Register and learn more at AFCONEvents.com, AFFCONEvents.com.
Come, my friends, to AFCON 2011 Miami.
2, 1, boost to ignition.
Ascend into new heights of ranking and revenue with a search engine friendly online shopping cart that's ready for liftoff. Introducing Ascender Cart. Ascender Cart optimizes your shopping cart with easy-to-use SEO tools that will help build keywords, titles, and tags for top search engine rankings. Get all of the advantages of having a shopping cart on your site and monitor your progress with regular reports in just a click. Prepare to launch your shopping cart to the top of the search engines with Ascender Cart. Learn more about what Ascender Cart can do for you at AscenderCart.com. AscenderCart.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Rock the world with LinkedIn. Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back with Stephen Boyd. Stephen, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So let's see. I had some questions for you regarding potential challenges and possible ideas that could spring from this. So, you know, there's some interesting data being circulated on the web right now about Apple and iPhones and geo-targeting and how Apple may be using that information and who owns it. Is that a violation? You know, what's your take on all of that? Mind you, these are all opt-in subscribers to MoBubble, but is there any risk out there? You know, are people going to actually see my physical location when I'm in MoBubble, and can I ever change that physical location? Say, for example, I live in Newton, Mass, which I do, and let's say I wanted to offer, I have stereo equipment I wanted to sell. Do I list my physical address, the stereo equipment is selling, or am I Byron White? I come to work in Boston where I am now. Am I now selling my stereo equipment even though it's in Newton? What about me physically being in Boston? Could you talk about those challenges?
Sure. Yeah. So first off, you're right. It is an opt-in program. So that kind of alleviates some pressure. But we've also taken other security measures. As far as what you're saying is tracking people's exact location. So our systems update every couple of minutes. And to answer your question, yes, you would be selling it from your new location. You know, when you post something, you don't enter a location. And that's how we differ from all the people, other competitors out there. And there's only a couple right now. The mobile space is actually pretty open in this particular field, in mobile commerce and proximity commerce. So we're kind of the first ones to bring this new phenomenon. It's or the idea of the world where instead of me posting something to an address or a particular GPS point, a static GPS point, we allow that point to be dynamic based on wherever you move in the world. So if you are selling your stereo equipment and you move to work, you're going to be selling it from work. Unless your computer is on at your home, you're going to have two spots on the map now where you have your mobile bubble is going to be not just one point but two. So other security measures we've taken is because it updates every couple of minutes, it doesn't show your exact location, first of all. Even then we decide, that's still kind of cutting it close. We want to make sure our users feel safe. So we came up with a random generator to put people anywhere within one particular mile. So yes, someone will know that you're within a mile, but they'll only know it every couple of minutes and they'll never be able to track your exact location.
Hmm. Are there opportunities to connect people in some sort of creative way other than buying and selling stuff?
Are you talking about just through mobile applications?
Dating?
Absolutely.
Is MoBubble, you know, going to look at the connection vehicle alone and not just the buy sell, or what are you guys looking at?
Yeah. So what we see is we started off as saying let's do services because we feel the service market was pretty good, and then we said, well, why would we limit ourselves to services? Let's do goods. And from that, you know, over the last 5 months, which we've been producing the product, we've really just kind of broadened the horizons. We made the platform and the interface just open to anything, whether it's a party or you want to find, if you're into blonde girls, you can put in anything you want to find. It comes down to supply and demand and being able to find those things. So you're absolutely right. We're marketing as goods and services because we feel that's the vehicle to professionally get it out there. And what we want people to understand, this isn't the next eBay on your phone. This isn't Craigslist on your phone. This is mixing a phenomenon, like the phenomenon of Twitter, where everyone's trying to promote themselves. So what better way to promote yourself to the people around you, where typically people want to buy and sell things from in the area around you. They don't want to pay for the shipping. They want it now, now, now. So we say that will be the vehicle to get us to where we want to grow the user base. But where we see it going, jobs. Real-time jobs. I mean, where businesses can post jobs, and as you're just driving along, because right now in your profile we have things you can do, things you could sell. But what really MoBubble we want to do is bring transparency to the world. We want to go, where are the jobs? Where are the girls that I want to meet? Where are the hot bars? You know, where are the things around me that I'm interested in? So that's where we kind of see it going in the future. But the services and the goods aspect is our vehicle to get there. So it comes in steps, and because we only have three guys who are, two of them, other than me, are very talented, and but they just don't have the right resources when it comes to time. Right now we're just out looking for funding. We feel like we have all our ducks in a row. It's just we need to get some funding to find a bigger development team to get to these ideas that you just kind of mentioned. So
one of the challenges, you know, is that is viral, right? And so, you know, how do you make this grow quickly? How do you show that this can really take off? And that's what any VC or investor or angel investor is probably a little bit more appropriate for you. But, you know, how can you make this work? So one of the things that is always my litmus test for investment opportunities is, you know, how can this thing that you're creating help me now? And if it can help me now, make my life smarter, better, faster, and wiser, which is the theme of our show, by the way, you know, maybe there's something here. So one thing I was thinking about for this model, and I was wondering how hard this might be with your current, you know, database structure, is to say, imagine a concept with MoBubble sort of, I just came back from a trip in Italy, and I took pictures on my iPhone, and I just loaded on my iPhone. What if there was this opportunity with MoBubble to say, MoBubble, follow me around all the time and let me take pictures of things and let me track all of my stuff, and wow, wouldn't it be cool that, you know, when I'm in Monte Carlo, or, you know, when I'm in Milan or Lake Como or wherever, you know, there's probably other people that are there, maybe even other people that I saw taking the same pictures that I was taking. And wouldn't it be cool if I could recognize other people that were posting things from that geographic location and say, look, someone else just took this same picture today of exactly where I am right now. So it's a self-serving application, but it's one that I'd like to get your comments on because it would allow me to potentially connect with other people and share my thoughts of that image that I took while I was in that location.
So I think you have something there. I think that's a pretty awesome idea. That's, as far as location-based tracking, and that necessarily wouldn't be on. I guess you're saying that ties to proximity as far as other users around you and how you tie them to similar pictures. That's exactly. Actually a great idea. Yeah, it's a fantastic idea. It's not something that we currently support, If
there's an angel investor listening into this show, yeah. And likes that idea and likes your technology platform, have at it, man. You can have that idea. It's all yours.
I'm actually on GoDaddy right now looking for domain names.
There you go. But I think, you know, I was here is kind of cool. And I think it's an interesting way to connect the dots. I mean, I love the name Mobubble because I like the bubble concept and the mobile bubble concept. But the challenge is going to be, you know, for you, how do you make this grow quickly? And what kind of funding do you think you need? Do you have any answers for that now? You know, do you think this is something you need to heavily market and promote to get people to buy into it? Do you partner with an eBay and say, hey, attention eBay, you know, we've got this new service. We'd love to open it up as a free service to all your people selling products. What's your biz dev strategy here?
Yeah, we've thought about different partnerships. We're kind of weighing our options right now. When it comes to growing virally and what you're talking about through social networks, that's going to be our model. We know that word of mouth is going to be huge on this, something like this. We know that growing through some social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, those are all going to be our vehicle to get to market. You know, we can market the heck out of this thing on television or, you know, spend a ton of money on that, but we don't feel it's going to be nearly as effective as going through, say, Facebook. And Facebook we see being as the most effective vehicle because when you have, say, 1,000 friends, which typically people do. For some reason, Facebook has become no longer it's just your friend, you know, where your circle, your family. It's become anyone who wants to friend request you. I mean, there's a sense of, like, social influence power you have by having this huge network of 1,200 friends. So typically, though, the majority of your friends live in the same vicinity as you, you know, your mobile bubble. So if you had 1,200 friends, there's a good percentage of those people that are going to be living in the area around you. And because of that, we figure if we can get users to share this on Facebook and continue to be ambassadors of the product, that will really help it grow much faster. So what we've done is we call it the funnel. We've produced an app that once you sign up, it takes you into this 2-3-step process. The first one being connect your Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn accounts. The next one being, you know, post something, and the next one being look for something. So we want to funnel people into the app, and by the time they get into the app and done with the funnel, which is a pretty quick process, they see where all the information has already been filtered and the learning curve is flattened. So we definitely are going through the social network we feel that Facebook, again, is going to be the most influential, but Twitter is also a very powerful marketing tool, like we were talking about earlier. So we are considering partnering with people, but at this point, early in the game, we're kind of just throwing ourselves out there and see what bites. I've been going to different mixers and talking to VCs. We've had a couple offers come through for private equity that we didn't like. We're talking with professional athletes that could be funding this, but this doesn't really come down to necessarily money. We understand that even if we had $1 million, it may not get us where we want to go. I mean, it would definitely help, because we can build a development team, we can get to where we want to go technically, but we also know that the other half, the other key is having a network, and which is what a VC has and angel investors have, is a network of people that can help push this. One of our competitors, Zarly, is just exploding right now. In the first month, they did over $1 million in transactions. We feel that we have a more comprehensive product. We just haven't gotten to market the way they did. They won a startup convention. And they ended up getting $1 million, plus they have Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore and Arrington from TechCrunch. So they have some really powerful players on their side. But we're kind of looking for something similar. We're not looking for money per se. We're looking for the complete package. And if we can't find that, then maybe the best alternative is to go out and partner with some of the larger companies like eBay, who can't be dethroned, and use their power to get us to market.
Right on. Well, you've got a super business model. I wish you the best of luck with what you're doing. How do you want people to get a hold of you if they're interested in either investment opportunity or being part of the beta product?
Just contact me directly. I answer every email. It's Stephen with a PH, so STEPHEN at mobubble.com, mobubble.com. Just contact me directly.
Terrific. Well, it's been great having you on the show today. Thanks again for your insights. And do you have any tips for entrepreneurs before you leave on how to start and grow a business?
I guess startups run a lot on motivation and just morale and just keep pushing forward. It's a lot of times you get knocked down, you see competitors, you see coverage come out, and you just get knocked down. But if you know that you have a different product and it has some differentiation in the market, just keep pushing it forward, because there are people out there that are interested, and competition is good for the market. So there's always people out there looking to help push it to the next level.
Right on. Thanks again, Stephen, for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Right on. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. And go Mo Bubble. Right on. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week.